Today on More to Life, wounds of the heart. Are you struggling to heal old hurts? Carrying a grudge? Wrestling with resentment? We're going to help you discover grace-filled ways to move from resentment to forgiveness. 877-573-7825.
Says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN, the Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, wounds of the heart. We're talking about forgiveness and the struggle to forgive. Are you having a hard time in particular healing an old hurt? Do you feel like maybe you're carrying a grudge or wrestling with resentment? We want to help you discover grace-filled ways to move from resentment, pain, and frustration to forgiveness. 877-573-7825.
And that can be very difficult to do because often we keep our pain, our resentment, as a shield to keep us from getting hurt. Or to feel like, at least in our mind, we're fighting back against somebody who wounded our hearts in some way, or wounded our reputation in some way. So it gets very complicated when we even begin to peek into the idea of forgiving, moving on. We can feel threatened all over again when we begin to want to do that, either for spiritual reasons, because it's eating us up, because people are pressuring us to forgive and move on and get over it. There are a lot of reasons that idea comes into our purview and makes us need to address it in some way, and it can really challenge us.
Yeah, so give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825, and tell us, are you having a hard time forgiving someone who's hurt you? Maybe you've told them that you forgive them, but you still feel that hurt. You still feel distrustful. You still feel resentful. Maybe that person who hurt you isn't in your life anymore, and you're not sure how to handle that. Or maybe they're continuing to do that hurtful thing even though they've apologized. Or maybe they haven't apologized.
Mm-hmm.
What does forgiveness really require of us? How can we be honest about how much someone has hurt us without falling into carrying a grudge or wallowing in that resentment? How can we break free of the pain of those past hurts? We want to help you find graceful ways to heal and forgive, and allow God's grace into your heart to make all that possible. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, and of course, as I was alluding to earlier, can we do all of that that you're saying, Greg, and still protect ourselves from it happening again? It gets scary and a little complicated sometimes. So let us help you be able to release that resentment, stop holding that grudge that might be gnawing at you or that people are angry at you for, and begin to get God's healing, both in yourself and possibly in that relationship. Give us a call today on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let us help you begin the process of forgiveness on our show today titled Wounds of the Heart. Of course, you can also, if you are listening later on to the More to Life podcast, get your questions in via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we love being able to ask those follow-up questions that enable us to tailor our responses to your particular situation. So give us a call, 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that exactly, and how could it possibly help me heal these old hurts and move to a place of forgiveness? Well, you've come to the right place. St. John Paul gave a series of reflections where he looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more joyful and abundant life by prayerfully reflecting on God's design of creation, and particularly his design of our bodies.
The theology of the body reminds us that we're called to build a community of love with all the people in our lives. But to do that, we need to learn to deal honestly with the fact that we are living in a fallen world where sometimes we will sin and hurt one another. Grudges are what happens when we stay locked in the pain of past hurts. They stop us from healing, not just the relationship, but ourselves as well. We're often afraid to let go of old hurts because we think it means we have to pretend that our pain isn't just, or that the offense wasn't real. But God doesn't ask us to deny the pain we're in when other people hurt us. He asks us to bring it to the cross so that, following his own example, we can see how to turn the hurtful and destructive actions of others into something miraculous.
You know, the Catechism, 2843, it's one of the most liberating passages in the entire Catechism. It says, it's not within our power not to feel or to forget an offense. Let me say that again. It's not within our power not to feel or to forget an offense. But the heart that offers itself to the Holy Spirit turns injury into compassion and hurt into intercession. End quote. You know, forgiveness isn't the process of pretending everything's okay, denying the injustice, or refusing to talk about it ever again. It's not even the process of just pretending to not feel something. It's the process of bringing our pain to God and asking him to teach us how to respond to it so we can create opportunities for the offended person to heal and the offender to repent. True forgiveness doesn't represent the end of the problem. It represents the beginning of the process in which we invite God to build something beautiful out of the ruins of sin and pain and broken trust. And that's what we're here to help you do today on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825. And our show is titled Wounds of the Heart, as we talk about the struggle to heal old hurts, to forgive, to move past grudges or resentment, and find graceful ways to experience healing. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we bring to you those situations where we have been hurt by the people in our lives, in big or small ways, and we are struggling to forgive. Maybe we've said that we forgive that person, but we still feel that hurt and pain and resentment or distrust inside. Maybe that person is no longer a part of our lives, and we're not sure what forgiveness would really mean in that situation. Maybe the person hasn't asked for forgiveness, or they have, but they continue doing the hurtful thing. You've told us to forgive 70 times 7, but it's hard to know what that means in practice, and so we ask you, Lord, to give us the grace to know how to respond to offenses in ways that don't whitewash them or pretend that they weren't hurtful, but in ways that allow your grace to heal our broken hearts and the broken relationships caused by sin. Help us to build your kingdom by adopting a true spirit of forgiveness that leads to authentic reconciliation. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Wounds of the Heart, we're talking about forgiveness and the challenges involved in that, especially when we're talking about old hurts that still cause us to feel pain, resentment, frustration, you name it. We are here to help you connect with God's grace and move past the hurt and into forgiveness. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Lucy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Connecticut.
Hi, Lucy. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Bob. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. It's Dr. Greg and Lisa here. What's your question?
Well, I have, without going to much depth, because it's very complicated, I have complex PTSD from just the same person, my mother, Nadia. She, physical child abuse, and then took me for a, and paid for a termination of pregnancy. And then when I did have my, then I had my son, Daniel.
Lucy, are you there?
She called Child Protective Services on me. And with her lawyers, $40,000 later, was able to take custody from me any which way. Now, after fighting in the courts and jumping over hoops, you know, through her narcissistic, pathological liar bullying, he's been estranged from me since March, the last time I talked or saw him, and I've been writing them letters, but specifically to my son, and my lawyer told me not to give up. He's 19 years old now, so he's totally financially dependent on
her. Let me ask you a question. I want to talk about your relationship with your mom in a minute here, but you know, since you're asking about your son.
She's not my mom. I don't have a mom. She's a
I understand what you mean. But I guess what I'm saying is that you're talking about her when what you're really asking about is your relationship with your son. So tell me about that. You know, what has your own relationship with your son been, and how is it that he came to be estranged from you?
Well, what happened is when I had him out of wedlock, he was my financial control over me. I was totally dependent on her. And because of that, she used the house or my vehicle, as a threat to kick me out if I didn't do her bidding. So he was in daycare, and I didn't want him in daycare. I wanted him to stay home with me. I wasn't in nursing school at the time. Any which way, she wound up...
No, but let's skip ahead, okay? So he's 19 years old now, right? So you're talking about when you had him. In the last year or two, what was your relationship with him like, and how did he become to be estranged from you in the last?
In 2020, because he was 16, she called the police on us to take him to church and reach the court order. So she violated it, and then in 2020, that was January of 2020, in February 2020, she totally violated the court order, and because he was of age, she coached him.
Okay, Lucy, you're talking about your mom. I'm asking you about your son. He's 19 years old. If he wants to have a relationship with you, he could.
Right.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to stop it. I'm going to jump in here. Your mother sounds like a terrible person. And I don't want to take anything away from that. She's hurt you in many, many, many ways. I understand why you say you don't have a mom. I get that. But you're so focused, understandably, on what she's done to you that you can't even talk about your relationship with your son.
And at this point, you know, he turned 18 a year ago. And for parents who have been estranged from a child for whatever reason, divorce, placement, whatever that is, that magic number of my child is 18, they now make their own independent decisions. I'm not bound by a court saying I can't be with them. That's when parents can say, all right, this is the time where I let this child know that I love them, that I'm sorry there was a manipulation here, that I'm sorry for any failures I had, and you begin building bit by bit any relationship you can have with that now adult person.
Yeah, and so what I'm going to challenge you to do here, Lucy, is to recognize, and this is a hard message for you, and it's a hard message for any parent who's been estranged from their child. You know, we hear a lot about parental alienation, and that is a real thing. But the reality is, when we have our own strong relationship with that child, no one else can alienate them from us. And the reason I say that is because people can say bad things about us as a parent, but if our child has their own positive experience of us, they know what's true, right? And so what you're really saying, yes, your mother has been evil to you. I won't mince words about that. But your own relationship with your son is the problem. And the fact that your son does not see you as a person who is capable of being a healthy, stable influence in his life, a source of support. And so to build a relationship with your son, you're going to need to stop blaming your mother for the estrangement with him. Yes, again, she's been evil. She's been persecuting you. That's a whole separate thing. But your relationship with your son is a different thing. And you're going to need to start by saying, I'm sorry that I haven't been able to be strong enough to be your mother. And I want to heal that. And so you need to be working on yourself to get to a place where he can see you as a source of strength and support and someone that he can be in a safe relationship with. Because you're so stuck in being a victim to your mother that you can't be a support to your son.
You need to separate out those two things. You can work with a good therapist to handle dealing with and compartmentalizing the issues with your mother. And now that your son is 19 years old, you don't have to have anything to do with her anymore except heal yourself. And you're going to need help to do that. But you can move from here on in with a 19-year-old to be the person that he needs and wants as a mother and a friend from here on in. And the more you heal, the more you'll be able to shine a light into his life that lets him know that you are a good person to be around and have in his life.
But the only way you're going to be able to move forward with this is to stop seeing your mother as the cause of this problem and start looking at your own relationship with him. 877-573-7825. Our show today is titled Wounds of the Heart, as we talk about struggling to heal old hurts. Are you having a hard time forgiving someone who's hurt you? Maybe you've said you forgive them, but you still feel hurt or distrustful. Maybe that person isn't in your life anymore. Maybe they've continued to do those hurtful things. What does forgiveness really require of us? 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls in just a minute. Plus, we'll be joined by Rachel Isaac, who is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. She'll be sharing some insights about forgiveness and letting go of grudges when More to Life continues after the break.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
He was a Jesuit, a cardinal, and a doctor of the church.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Robert Bellarmine is honored for his immense contributions to theology, including helping to draft two important catechisms that defended church teachings during the Protestant Revolt. Pope Clement VIII named Bellarmine a cardinal because, as the Pope put it, Bellarmine had not his equal for learning.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Every year, couples who go on the Ave Maria Radio's Good News Cruise testify how their marriages are revitalized and transformed. When we said cabins are filling fast, we meant it. The 2025 cruise is sold out. But it's the Good News Cruise, not the Bad News Cruise. So the 2026 Good News Cruise is planned and taking orders. There'll be new special and surprise guests and familiar ones from Ave Maria Radio, as well as Father Michael Schmitz and Father Joe Krupp. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the travel tab to find out more.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Wounds of the Heart, as we talk about the struggle to heal hurts in general, but especially old hurts. Are you feeling like you're carrying a grudge or wrestling with resentment, or at least struggling to forgive? 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, where she also directs the St. Sebastian Program for Performance Excellence, where she helps people, well, be excellent. Hey, Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And, you know, you wanted to talk about why it's so hard to let go of grudges, and what are some healthy responses to that pain instead?
Well, holding a grudge is really a tricky trap because the feelings behind it, anger, hurt, etc., you know, make us feel like holding a grudge is taking action. It makes us feel like we're doing something with those feelings of hurt and anger. Usually we think we're hurting or punishing someone else by holding on to that grudge. But in reality, we're really only hurting ourselves, holding on to those feelings day in and day out. In order to let go of a grudge and instead take healthy action, it's really helpful to remember that behind every behavior, there's a feeling, and behind every feeling, there's a need. What is the unmet need that you or someone else has that's creating the feelings of hurt or anger and causing you to hold a grudge? When we can identify, you know, the feelings and then identify the need fueling the feelings and the grudge, we can take a step back and say, what action step can I take to start actually addressing this need so I'm no longer hurting myself by holding on to this anger and hurt? Or if someone else is holding a grudge, we can go to them and say something like, you know, I recognize you're feeling a lot of anger and hurt. I would really like to work with you to identify the need that you have behind that hurt so we can work together to meet your need in a healthy way and move forward. Holding a grudge.
You know, I think that, like I think I really action. Want our audience to really hear that, because so many people will deal with people they know are holding a resentment against them and just say, I'm sorry. What do you want me to do about it? Like, but it's very passive and nothing ever heals. So to be able to say, you know, exactly what you just said, that sort of changes everything. It's much more powerful and actually effective, isn't it?
It is, and you're right. It's very passive, but I think it's also defensive. It's a defensive response, right? But when we have sort of that defensive response, then we're just reacting back and forth to each other. And then it sort of becomes this tit-for-tat, like, whose hurt is bigger, and then who's going to meet the other person's need or heal the other person's hurt first? And it's not about that, right? It's, again, just about, hey, let's acknowledge this hurt. Let's acknowledge what the needs are and how can we work together to move forward, right? Because we don't want to punish the other person. Well, maybe we do because we're angry, right? But again, that's not going to change anything, right? It's not going to help us do anything. And you know,
we get nothing out of it except, you know, some kind of glee,
it's
but nothing effective.
Right. And our anger, just simply our anger, is not going to make another person change, again, because of that defensiveness, right? So it's just really keeping us stuck taking that approach. So I think just being able to recognize that and take real action to address the need is ultimately what can help us get unstuck.
Amen. Rachel, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And before we let you go, I wanted to let our audience know about a new course, actually, that you've got for beating test anxiety through the St. Sebastian Program for Performance Excellence at CatholicCounselors.com. Tell our listeners about that.
Yes, so you can join me on Monday, September 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's a one-hour live webinar called Taming the Beast, Overcoming Test Anxiety. And we will go over different skills and exercises to be able to develop new mindsets and techniques to overcome test anxiety, to manage negative self-talk, and just feel more confident in testing environments. So you can learn more.
And is this
about
for students of any age or for
any
particular
age,
groups?
Any stage. Absolutely. Any age, any stage. It's all applicable. And I think, you know, we all deal with that anxiety when it comes to tests, or I would even say job interviews, or, you know, anything else. So absolutely, everyone is welcome to register. And if you can't join me live, if you register, everyone who does sign up will get a recording after the fact.
Again, it's Taming the Beast, Overcoming Test Anxiety. It's for students of all ages. You can learn more at catholiccounselors.com/shop. catholiccounselors.com/shop, the name of the workshop, Taming the Beast, Overcoming Test Anxiety, on Monday, September 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern, hosted by Rachel Isaac of the St. Sebastian Program for Performance Excellence at catholiccounselors.com. Rachel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, well, folks, we are taking your calls today on More to Life about forgiveness. And, you know, I'm going to share when we come back a thought that I had because in light of Rachel's segment. But right now, we have to get ready to go, so we have to take our break. But we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. And we're asking you, are you struggling to heal an old hurt? Maybe you feel like you're carrying a grudge or wrestling with resentment or just having a hard time getting past the pain that you feel legitimately from the thing that person did to you. We want to help you discover grace-filled ways to move from resentment to forgiveness. Just give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Let's walk that road to healing and forgiveness together today on More to Life. We'll be back with your questions in just a minute.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
That idea of suffering is one of the reasons many people either turn away from God or they ignore faith altogether, because they cannot comprehend or wrap their heads around suffering and all the suffering in the world. This is an issue for you, and it's an issue for all of us from time to time when we go through rough situations, to say, Lord, what do you want me to learn about suffering? Ask the Lord to help you understand the meaning of suffering. God doesn't waste his time with anything. Whatever you go through, he will use if you allow him to use it. And you look at the greatest evil, right? The killing of God, Jesus, the Son of God on the cross. And what came out of that? Our salvation.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
What is God's first gift to the Church? The Catholic Catechism proclaims God is love, and love is his first gift containing all others. The Holy Spirit, who has been given to us, pours God's love into us. The first effect of love is the forgiveness of sin. The communion of the Holy Spirit in the Church restores the divine likeness that was lost through sin. The Holy Spirit gives us the first fruits of our inheritance, the very life of the Holy Trinity. That fruit is to love, says the Catechism, as God has loved us. The evidence or fruits of the Holy Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The more we renounce ourselves, the more we live by the Spirit. The mission of Christ and the Holy Spirit is brought to completion in the Church. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Did you know that up to 20% of Americans suffer from serious levels of anxiety? We all feel anxious from time to time, but when anxiety starts harming our health, relationships, or everyday activities, it's probably time to seek some advice. The good news is that anxiety wasn't part of God's blueprint for the human person. It's just one of many symptoms of a world broken by sin. And just as God wants to liberate each of us from sin and death, he wants to free each of us from unhealthy worry and anxiety too. St. Francis de Sales, for example, battled anxiety as a young man. Later in life, he wrote that, quote, "Anxiety is the greatest evil that can befall a soul except sin," unquote. But with God's help, he overcame his anxiety and went on to become one of the church's greatest spiritual teachers. Even though anxiety disorders have complex physical, psychological, and spiritual causes, God literally created us with the capacity to live in his peace, not just in the next life, but right now. To learn more about God's promise of peace, check out my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. And if you'd like more grace-filled assistance in your battle against fear, worry, or anxiety, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
We're so grateful to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, wounds of the heart, as we talk about the struggle to forgive and heal old hurts. Are you concerned that you're carrying a grudge or wrestling with resentment? Or are you just having a hard time letting go of the very real pain that was caused by something someone did to hurt you, big or small? We want to help you move past that hurt and find the grace that comes with forgiveness. 877-573-7825.
Before we go to our next caller, we want to let you know that our friends listening in Nebraska and central Wisconsin need to hear from you next week. Spirit Catholic Radio will air their fall pledge drive starting Monday on their 19 stations throughout Nebraska and central Wisconsin.
So make sure you're supporting Spirit Catholic Radio, but wherever you are listening to EWTN, make sure you're supporting your local EWTN Catholic radio station. Let's keep EWTN Radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. With that, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Our show today is titled Wounds of the Heart, as we talk about the challenge of forgiveness, especially when it comes to healing old hurts. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with our next caller, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois.
Listener in Illinois, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, I'm finally letting go of forgiving old hurts. It has to do with sex offenders and family, and pushing that issue on me after these people are around the family all the time and they're saying you need to be around them, and some of them are my offenders. You get the idea. Y'all have actually heard from me before on this. So anyway, and I appreciate the help you've given me. I'm in counseling, and I regular basis. I finally managed to round that bin of forgiveness of the ongoing offenses, I think. I stay away. I'm pretty much every once in a blue moon make contact, but it always ends in tears and anger and rage, and I've just managed to stay away now. So I have contact with like one or two family members, that's it, very rarely at that, and the ones that don't push that stuff. And it's very painful, and the hard part is that I used to be close to these people, and I'm trying to figure out how now, after being able to forgive, how to let go of the hurt, because I still cry and get upset and get sad. And it's just hard. It's just hard. How do you let go of the
yes.
hurt?
Yes.
How do you let go of the hurt? That's all.
So, first of all, I thank you for calling in and sharing this with us. And I know that you're not the only person who's in this situation. And I want you to be patient with yourself, because, again, as the catechism, that we shared with you earlier from Catechism 2843, where it says it's not within our power not to feel or forget an offense, right? So, in other words, we it's natural to feel hurt when people do hurtful things. That doesn't mean we haven't forgiven them. That means that what they did was hurtful. Now, that process of healing, you're going through that process now by being in counseling and getting good help and praying through this. And that's how we embrace that process of healing. But what I would say, and this is actually, I mentioned this in the last segment at the end of Rachel's piece, where I said that I wanted to share an insight, and it actually ties in beautifully with your question. In terms of healing the hurt, one of the most simple but powerful things we can do is to move from "you hurt me" to saying "I have been hurt." And here's why that's important. Because as long as I'm saying "you hurt me," the implication is I can't be healed until you fix it. But if I say "I've been hurt," what that allows me to do is look at the wound objectively and find ways that I can begin to heal that hurt. And so what I'm going to say to you is that you know, your family hurt you, and there's a lot of pain there. But the more you're able to move away from, they hurt me, and look at it more as, I have been hurt, and here is what I am doing to heal, and here are the things I can do to heal, that's where you're going to find that healing. And again, the fact that you're feeling that hurt does not mean that you haven't forgiven them. The fact that you can't be around them doesn't mean that you haven't forgiven them. St. Augustine says that forgiveness is just surrendering your natural desire to hurt someone for having hurt you. So at the point where we don't want that person to be run over by a bus, or we don't want to run them over with a bus, that's where we've forgiven that person. But reconciliation is a different thing, right? Reconciliation means that the person who hurt us is really working hard to make that right, to heal the wounds that they caused, to show us they can trust us again, to make sure that interactions with them are safe and healthy and good. That is not the case with most of your family, right? And so you can forgive them, but not be around them. But in terms of healing the hurt moving forward, you need to be patient with yourself and give yourself permission to feel that hurt. But recognize that the way to escape that pain is by getting further and further away from that idea that you hurt me, and more into, I have been hurt, and this is what I can do to identify those wounds and develop a plan for moving forward.
And I really like you to work with your counselor on that plan, because of course you're experiencing the pain of this. It was a grave injustice done against you, done against a child, an innocent. And in working with your counselor on a plan to nurture that person that was hurt, nurture your innocence, nurture this person that did nothing to deserve this and was victimized, and be able to bring that person into a place of adulthood, little by little, where you feel control, where you feel loved enough by yourself to be able to say, the harm they did me was harmful, but I'm healing from that. I know how to care for that person inside of me that was wounded, but I don't have to live in that space all the time. And that's a plan I really want you to be working with your counselor toward, because you can find healing. And of course, it's always the double-edged sword of, I experienced this harm, but also I feel so betrayed because I lost my family because of it. I'm supposed to have X, Y, and Z. These family members who I should be able to trust. And we lose that when we are in an abusive situation. So it's healing both of those things and figuring out how to be the person who nurtures you and cares for you, and not let them take that ability away from you.
But you are walking that road toward healing, and I'm grateful that you called in with your question. I'm grateful that you have opened your heart to God's grace through all of this, and everything that you describe that you're doing is right on. I just want to endorse all the steps that you're taking to heal, and affirm the fact that you are doing everything that you need to do to forgive these people who hurt you. But that, again, does not mean that you have to be around them. It doesn't mean that you have to pretend everything's okay, because it's not. It's okay to feel hurt for hurtful things. But it will be even better in time to be able to say, not so much they hurt you, because then that implies they can only be the ones to fix you, but rather, I have been hurt, and here's what I am doing to heal. And the more you can lean into that, the more you'll be able to cooperate with God's grace and find that healing. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing. Thank you for your witness. Thanks for the call today. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Wounds of the Heart, as we talk about the challenge of forgiveness, especially in the face of old hurts. You know, are you having a hard time forgiving someone who hurt you? Big or small. Maybe you've said that you forgive them, but you still feel that pain. You feel distrustful. You feel resentful. Maybe the person who hurt you isn't in your life anymore, and you're not sure what forgiveness means in that situation. Or maybe that person who hurt you is continuing to do that hurtful thing. Well, what does forgiveness really require us in those face of those situations? Let's talk it out and find the grace to leave behind the grudges and resentment and pain and walk the road toward forgiveness and healing. 877 877- 573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32.
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you. Forgive one another as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. Now, I think what's interesting about this, I love the fact that they even threw in clamor, because doesn't all of this, especially what our last caller was talking about, illustrate that idea of clamor, the noise that all of this injustice can cause in our minds and in our lives? But when we look at forgive one another as God through Christ has forgiven you, Christ forgave all of us on the cross. Every single person in the existence of all time, he's forgiving on the cross. But then there's the next step. To truly be in reconciliation with Christ, we have to confess and forgive and seek, ask forgiveness and seek relationship with him. So when we are in a situation where we want to follow this scripture and put away the bitterness, the wrath, the anger, the clamor, the slander, we can forgive that person. But just as in Christ forgiving us, he says, this is the healthy way to be in relationship with me. And some of us say, yes, Lord, please forgive me, form me, show me how to be like you. And others walk away and say, that's too much. Can't do that. Don't want that relationship with God. Bye. People do that in our lives sometimes. We offer that, and sometimes they say, yes, I want to fix this. Other times they walk away, and that doesn't mean that we have to keep seeking after and seeking after and seeking after that relationship by twisting ourselves up into different ways that will somehow make them be repentant.
And we can be open to the possibility that they will change or that they have changed, but we don't have to pursue them any further. We just need to leave the door open for the possibility of that healing, just like Christ leaves the door open for the possibility of our conversion and our returning to him. But he lets us walk away too, and we can do that in the people, in the relationships with the people who have hurt us, especially who are unrepentant and continue to be unsafe to be around. 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Wounds of the Heart, as we talk about healing old hurts and struggling with that challenge and promise of forgiveness. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. By asking for spiritual communion, we are acknowledging that the Holy Mass is the perfect, best way to worship God. The priest intercedes perfectly for us with God the Father because he acts in persona Christi. This is the time to see that through the priest's representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we are never separated from our Lord. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Wounds of the Heart, as we talk about struggling to heal old hurts. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Janice, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois.
Hi, Janice. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for what you do. Mm-hmm. It's very helpful to many people. I'm a little nervous, but and I'm going to try and be concise. I think after listening to your last caller, I'm more in the reconciliation stage, but I still struggle with going back and redoing forgiveness at times when different dates come up, that kind of thing. My basic story is I married a man who was a sex addict. I didn't know it at the time. He had been abused as a child for over 2 years by a neighbor.
And Janice, I don't mean to interrupt. I apologize for interrupting, but when you say that, that can mean a lot of different things. Can you, broadly speaking, kind of share what does he being a sex addict mean exactly?
Well, his is very severe. I know that. In going through this, I've learned a lot, but, you know, it could be porn addiction or, you know, strip clubs or whatever, or anonymous sex, or, you know, adult bookstores.
So where is he in this? That's what we're asking.
All of the above.
Okay. All of the above. Thank you. Well, that helps me understand what's going on.
Right. Got you.
Yeah. And I did not find out about it till about, I guess there were signs. But we had three kids. We went to church every Sunday. But I didn't really find out until about 8 years ago when he basically had to tell me because he had some health issues. And from that point on, it was, you know, the clanging and banging, as you say. And I thought he was getting help. He was going to counseling. I thought he wasn't doing it anymore. And I had some little level of trust left, but then 6 years ago, 2 years ago, it was recommended that we separate. He went to rehab. So we separated and we never got back together again. I didn't want to go back. And then I found out the ultimate truth, I think. I'm sure I've had drippy disclosures but found out the depths and the numbers of people, and it was significant, and people that I knew. And so I cannot trust, but he's still in my life. And I felt compassion as soon as I found out what happened to him, and protective. I think I went into protective mode for him and my adult children. But he is getting counseling, and he has been for the past 2 years, and he's going to church all the time, and he's helping me out because my mother is living with me now, and where my siblings aren't helping me out, he is coming and helping me, but I'm struggling with, I never can trust him again. It will never be that, you know, I always thought I'd want to be married.
You can never trust him to what? Because I want, and maybe this will be helpful, right? So when you say I can't, when anybody says I can't trust this person, that it's important to not see that as an all or nothing thing, right? Because okay. we feel like, you know, well, if I can trust him in this little area, maybe I should trust him with everything, and then that's too big. So, but you know, so for example, it sounds like you can trust him to show up to help you with your mom, but you probably couldn't trust him with your heart. Right, you can probably trust him to run an errand for you, but you can't trust him to live with him. Do you see what I'm saying? Like trust evolves in different stages, and it's okay to say I can trust a person this far, but I can't trust them beyond that because they haven't shown themselves to be trustworthy in that way. So it's not an all or nothing thing. I know I interrupted you, but does that speak to your question, or is there more there? Or I just want to make sure I'm responding to your particular concern.
Yes, that speaks to my question, because when I talk to priests, they're in favor of, like, you know, just kind of getting back into the marriage thing, and I just don't have that trust as far as the sacrament of marriage.
Right. Well, yeah. And I mean, you are still married. That, you know, you're not divorced. You're separated, but you are still married.
And you're not
annulled. That sacramental grace is still there, right? It's obviously a broken marriage, a hurting marriage, a struggling marriage, very much like the body of Christ is broken and struggling and hurting. But the fact is, you know, you are still, you know, in that relationship, but you have to be careful about how, not just for your own sake, but for his. Right, because let's say you moved back in, right, tomorrow, you just did that, right? That's setting you up for more pain, but it's also setting him up, because it gives him the impression that everything's okay, right? And when you're dealing with somebody who has a chronic problem, who is an addict to something, you have to be very careful to keep letting them know that it's not okay. It doesn't mean you hang things over their head unnecessarily, but it means that based on their behavior, based on who they are, you know, you have to keep letting them know, look, you need to keep striving to heal this wound, and I can't just put you in the position where I'm giving you more responsibility from my heart than you can handle, right? You're letting him in your life to help you with your mom. You're letting him in your life to help you with some of these things, and you can trust him. He's shown himself to be trustworthy in those places. And that's good. That's good for his healing. That's good for your healing. But it's also okay to say, you know, I'm not sure I can trust you beyond that point, you know, because you haven't shown yourself to be trustworthy in those things. You know, and you know, as he continues to heal, you'll find other things you can trust him with and other things that you still can't trust him with. And that's okay.
And probably the things that you can trust him with, like helping with your mom, are things that don't skirt up against his core wound. You know, he's got this very deep wound. You said you had compassion and some forgiveness for him when you found out what happened to him. Helping with your mom doesn't necessarily brush up against that core wound, so he's more reliable in that way. But something like celebrating the sacrament of marriage in its entirety and fullness definitely brushes up against that core wound and leaves you both open to greater woundedness.
So, Janice, I hope that helps to clarify kind of what you're called to. You know, we want to be careful to never give somebody or put somebody in a position where they can't handle the gift that we are giving them.
Well, you know, Lord's Prayer, lead them not into temptation. Lead us not into temptation. We don't want to put each other in a position where we're nudging them toward an occasion or a near occasion of sin.
And if somebody has proven that they are not healthy or well enough to take good care of our heart, we put them in that occasion of sin by giving them that part of our heart. We set them up to fail. So what you're doing really is saying, you know, I'm willing to trust him as far as he is showing himself to be trustworthy, but I'm also not going to put him or myself in a position where he's going to fail based on his past history. So you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. And so I just want to commend you on that. I want to commend you on the work that you're doing, and remind you, you know, that you are still married, right? And you're cooperating with that grace to find this path to healing. And you're doing exactly what you should be doing. And so keep that up, right? There are a lot of well-meaning people, including pastors, who give advice on these things, but it's never that cut and dried, and it's not that easy. And the reality is, and pastors will tell you this, they don't receive any training in counseling. They don't receive any training in any of these kind of more practical things. And in fact, there was a study from the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate at Georgetown that found that over 75% of pastors don't feel that they are competent at being able to handle even the common kind of problems that their parishioners bring to them. That's not a shame on them.
They
haven't training, and so they do the best they can, right? And a lot of times they do really good things, you know, but they're not trained to handle these complicated situations that you're going through. And so the more basic kind of simple advice that you might give to somebody who was going through a much less complicated problem not only doesn't work for you, it actually would cause bigger problems for you. It's one of the reasons that, we've started doing training for pastors through the pastor, through Catholic counselors. We do a monthly development call with pastors where we help them address these kinds of pastoral issues in a more effective and complicated and graceful way. So I hope more pastors take advantage of that time. But thank you for the call, Janice. I hope that these suggestions will help you move forward down the road. And you're doing everything that you need to be doing. So thanks for the call. And that, listeners, that's all the time we got for today's program. But if you are struggling with forgiveness, and especially forgiving those old hurts, and this is an ongoing thing, we would love to walk that journey with you. Reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about how we can help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace by connecting with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. And remember, celebrate the life God wants for you, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day, and thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.